The show must go on. After the discovery May 11 that thieves had stolen the electrical wiring at PGARA Speedway just 2 weeks before the opening race meet coming up this Saturday, electrical contractors have been busy this week making the necessary repairs. PGARA Vice President Aaron Kahn said the wire theft that happened sometime between late April and early May dealt a crippling blow to the nonprofit Prince George Auto Racing Association that runs the 3/8-mile oval track, but the club will not let that ruin plans for this weekend's Turgeon Memorial Race meet. Kahn said club members are doing everything in their power, working with Westcana Electric to make sure racers in all four classes will get to race as scheduled on Saturday. "It's full steam ahead trying to get everything fixed," said Kahn. "We have to get the track done. The guys started Tuesday, and it's been go, go, go. It's a very short time frame. As of right now, everything we'll get working again. I'm sure there will be some stuff we'll have to repair after this race weekend." Thieves made off with all the wiring that connects the track lighting, the electronic timing system and the public address system and speakers. They also got piles of lumber and plywood that had been stored underneath the grandstand. The track is insured and Kahn confirmed the club has started a claim. The estimate for the repairs is between $50,000 and $70,000. Kahn said a scrap metal dealer told him the copper would fetch only a couple $100s. There was no security system at the track and the club is now considering having one installed. This is the second time the track has been hit in recent years. 2 years ago, vandals smashed all the windows of the timing booth, broke fencing and sprayed graffiti on walls. The season opener starts Saturday with time trials at 6 p.m. and racing at 7. This is the first of 11 race days for the four PGARA classes. Ron's Towing Hornets, Chieftain Auto Parts Mini Stocks, PGARA Pro Minis and Canadian Tire Street Stocks.